There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
A century ago, at the beginning of the Great War, which Pope Benedict XV termed appointed slaughter, another notable American was born, the Cistercian monk Thomas Merton. He remains a source of a spiritual inspiration and guide for many people. In his autobiography, Merton wrote, "I came into the world free by nature in the image of God. I was nevertheless the prisoner of my own violence and my own selfishness in the image of the world into which I was born." That world was the picture of hell, full of men like myself, loving God and yet hating Him, born to love Him, living instead in fear of hopeless self-contradictory hangers. Merton was, above all, a man of prayer, a thinker who challenged the certitudes of this time and opened new horizons for souls and for the church. He was also a man of dialogue, a promoter of peace between peoples and religions.
Pope Francis, in his address to Congress, spoke in his address to Congress and to our nation and to all peoples through that great esteemed body of key members of the American experience. And one to note was Thomas Merton. Merton was an acknowledged early in his life agnostic who struggled with his early life of the darkness of World War I. The Pope acknowledges this while at the same time pointing to Merton as someone who grew so profoundly in his spiritual path that from his early life born in the mountains near the war that was to end all wars, the First World War, the anguish of the people, the death around him, he moved into a troubled childhood of losing parents early, and then in that experience found an opening to the light of Christianity. The brilliance of the mosaics in Rome just filled his life with doxologies. And he became one of the great teachers, doxas, for us of spirituality. Filled in his life with moments of his own darkness, he points to light as our passage in Christ. He found this in the silence of a monastic life and also in the brilliance, the doxa, the light of our Franciscan Christology. Christ as light for the world. Christ as light on the mountaintop. Christ where light is emanating out to us, the light of God's presence now in your heart and mine in the world. As I sit here in this park lit brilliantly by this day's light, I sense Merton speaking to us again of being in the moment we are with the darkness that may be around us and in the world today, and letting the breath of God, the quiet of this moment, and the light of Christ, this doxa, this brilliance, fill our hearts. So much of meditation and simple practices are opening to this breath and this light that Thomas Merton fostered, wrote about, and taught so that we might too be students of this great teacher of Christ the Light.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
I was just in New York City yesterday, so celebrating the Eucharist with Pope Francis presiding, and Madison Square Garden just full of people, dimmed light in a bright altar area. Our Pope spoke to us about light in the city, light in our lives.
We have listened to the words, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." The people who walked, caught up in their activities and routines, amid their successes and failures, their worries and expectations, the people have seen a great light. The people who walked with all their joys and hopes, their disappointments and regrets, the people have seen a great light. The people of God are called in every age to contemplate this light. A light for the nations. This is what elderly Simeon joyfully expressed. A light meant to shine on every corner of the city, on our fellow citizens, on every part of our lives. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light.
I'm in Rochester, New York, and I'll be spending time in my home parish of my childhood, Holy Cross, reflecting on God's dwelling among us, God's deep mercy, being one church, one people, with God dwelling in our midst, the rich sense of a God who abides with us at home in God's mercy. I'm at down at the beach. As we take this time in reflection, I'm looking out over Lake Ontario. You may be near a body of water, or possibly you were this summer. Water is another great image for God. It is its own reality, and also prophets and wise people have lifted it up as a common notion of the plunge into Christ, dying and rising, the Easter water, the holy water of baptism, and the parched earth waiting for living waters to be poured over it so that it might spring forth in new life and be bountiful. Fields of plenty for everyone. There are families and couples walking by on a simple boardwalk in Rochester as I sit on a park bench and feel the the quiet of this moment, as well as the liveliness of the world around me. I bet you're often there too, where the world is lively, and you and I can feel a simple beckoning into a little time, a brief experience of quietude, stillness, bounty in the middle of it, so much so that we open our hearts now as dwelling places of God and God's promise to us. Pope Francis was reflecting on this in his positive message each place he's been, as I've been able to either hear him or see him or read about his message. I'm struck that he wants us to know of the goodness that we are, the goodness of God in our midst, and our great giftedness, each in our singular, unique way, to create a common home, to be members of a household, to share the gifts we are as citizens of the city of God, householding, as it were, homing in, lifting up and settling into the grace of God's abiding presence. This tradition of Christianity and many traditions began with prayers and experiences and households. Ours in the simple birth, the poor birth of Jesus among a poor couple, not in a home. And so there's a sense of belonging to wayfarers, journeyers, outcasts, refugees. From many of our traditions, and especially the birth time of Jesus. And so that might be something of your own busyness. I'm itinerant. I've been busy today. Or I've been reading again about refugees. And we take this into our heart, into our soul where God dwells. As St. Francis said to us, and I remember here, create within yourself a place where God might dwell. And the deep sense of this dwelling in our Christian tradition is the light of Christ, the fire of God's love that lights up this moment again as we possibly settle into the quiet our hearts long for. Out of the busyness, we move into a simplicity of time. And we can feel the God of gods, the Son of God, the Son of justice, both resting and rising in our heart, breathing in and breathing out, taking life in, receiving it, and giving it back as the gifts we are. Taking time and giving time to others. It's a simple movement that arises out of a heart prepared, sometimes experiencing its own darkness, to receive light. As I hear parents near here calling out to children, as I see a cluster of birds here on the beach, beyond here, boats sailing in a gentle, cool autumn breeze on a very sunny, summer-like day. I celebrate the breath of this day, God's breath in us, and the light of all great cities and all simple lives, and of this moment, Christ's light for us. Receive and rest in this light, my friend. And as we are called to create with one another and care for a common home, we might feel that sense, that great reality of Laudate si e mi Signor cum le creator, as Francis would have sung and did and would now. Praise be you, my Lord, through all of your creatures. And first, brother, son, Laudate sia mi Signor cum le creator. The breath, peace, and light of God abide in your heart, and in this and in your coming days. Greetings from Greg Licamelli and Dan Riley, and all who, with Pope Francis, call us to a new day, and the bounty of God's peace through us, for all people.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, way down in my heart, I'm gonna let it shine. Way down in my heart, of love lights the darkness from above, shines on me and it shines on you, shows what the power of love can do. Shine my light both far and near, shine my